Let's face it, sibling relationships are hard. It is not uncommon for people, especially if you've got more than one sibling, to not be getting along with one of them. Sibling relationships are this really peculiar thing that can cause so much pain, not just for the siblings, but sometimes for the parents. Like, as a parent, there's like nothing more you want than your kids to get along. But why should they? I mean, they share their DNA, but other than DNA, they may have nothing else in common. I know that so many of you, I've heard how you have siblings that you've had to go no contact with, you've had to establish boundaries, or maybe they've established boundaries and they don't make any sense to you. They've got one version of what your childhood was like and your version sounds very, very different. I mean, it's so common. So please know that you are normal if you don't get along with one or more of your siblings. That seems to be the norm, unfortunately. I, however, have to say I have an amazing relationship with both of my siblings. I have a younger sister, Janelle. She's 3 years younger than me. And then a younger brother, Bill. He's 8 years younger than me. But today, I want to tell you about my sister, because she's amazing. And in the process, I hope that we can share with you some of the things that our parents did right. Maybe you're a new parent, maybe you're a young parent, and your dream, your wish is that your kids get along when they're adults. And I know that's my dream, but I also know that it's their life. And I can't put that dream on them. I can't hold them accountable to get along with each other. You know, they didn't choose each other. I chose to have them. But I think my mom and dad did a lot of things right that helped to foster a really healthy relationship between the three of us. She did not want to do this interview at first, but I twisted her arm and talked her into doing it. And let's get to it. We're filming this first scene at her home just outside of Toledo, Ohio. She lives in Toledo, and we were just about to jump on a plane. Couple quick questions I wanted to ask you that actually my Instagram audience asked. And the first one is, you could live anywhere. Obviously, you and your husband are super successful. Why Ohio?
Because, I mean, I feel like it's kind of a long story. Well, we were living in Northern Michigan, and we were living in a very, very secluded area at the time, very, like 45 minutes away from a grocery store, 45 minutes away from a hospital. Very far from everything, no family nearby. And when we had Tyler, we thought, okay, we need to move where things are convenient, where there's family. And so we started applying for jobs in both locations, where our family is in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and where his family is in Toledo, Ohio. And we just decided wherever we found the best jobs and the best job offers, that's where we go, because we were good with both locations.
So this is really before, this is, you guys had, we're running a restaurant.
Yes.
And
we had taken a little sabbatical from our corporate careers to run a restaurant for 3 years.
Yes. And you were always doing things on the side in fitness.
Yep.
And so it wasn't like, oh, we could, at that point, you weren't like, oh, we're so wealthy, we could live wherever we want in the world.
No. Definitely not. No, we were like, we need to go back to our careers, our corporate careers, and whatever, you know, wherever we're going to find the best job offers, that's where we'll move and raise our son.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so ended up being Toledo.
It is her devotion to her husband and her son. Like, it might bother other people, but they are her life. And she has such an incredible relationship with both her son and her husband because of it. Like, they are her primary focus. Work doesn't come first. Friends don't come first. Hobby, like, it's family. And luckily, they all share a lot of the same interests, like water skiing and, you know, lake life activities, their dogs, exercise. They love to exercise. Like, exercise is a part of their life, and it's healthy. And let me tell you this, when you see their home gym, you're going to be like, well, I would work out every day, too. Like, it's amazing. It's remarkable.
Okay. So then once you start really becoming successful in your own businesses together, and you could live anywhere, you considered for a minute moving to California. Not just considered, you guys bought a house.
Bought a house, yeah. We considered it so hard that we bought a house. We really just wanted to escape the winters that you have in the Midwest. And we were so excited about the fact that we could buy this house in Southern California, right near where you were living.
Mm-hmm.
And when it came down to actually moving, mm-hmm. about, I would say, a month before moving into our new home,
like you, it closed and everything. You own the home.
Own the home. Yes.
And I'm like stoked because I'm like, oh my God, my sister is going to be living less than a block, like on the same block as me.
Yes. We had already talked to the schools in Southern Cal, like we were ready. But all that time that we were preparing to move, our stomachs were kind of twisting and turning. Like we just, there was something that was not right. We just felt like it wasn't right. We were just, our son was thriving, you know, in school, and he had his really close friends, and he was just very upset about the move. He did not want to move, and he kept saying legitimate things. So it's like, why do we have to move, and why are we moving? Our responses felt very dumb. We're like, it's sunny there.
Maybe you've considered using CBD to help you to become more relaxed, to deal with anxiety, or to deal with aches and pains. I personally find that CBD combined with a few other really important all-natural ingredients for sleep have changed my bedtime routine. But I do want to mention that there are other ways you can use CBD because it is a natural product to help eliminate inflammation, to help with anxiety, with depression, sleep issues, back pain, joint pain, lots of other solutions. I can't go to bed at night without taking my sleepy gummies. However, you should keep in mind that you get 15% off everything Soul makes when it comes to their CBD products, which are 100% organic. They are made here in the USA. They have zero THC, so you don't have to worry about getting high. And not only is that a claim that they make, they third-party lab test all of their products so you can rest assured that what you're getting is actually what's on the label. But if you're in the United States and you'd like to get 15% off all of the CBD products that they make, including CBD products for your pets, go to getsoul.com/Shalene. That gives you 15% off. And that 15% is taken at checkout. A lot of you have said, I've added it to the cart and I don't see the discounts. It is when you go to checkout that you will see the 15% is automatically taken off the total. Again, that's getsoul.com/Shalene for 15% off.
Our responses felt very dumb. We're like, it's sunny there. It's really nice weather. And he would say, I don't care about the weather. Like, I have my friends here and
yeah.
I can live anywhere. Why can't we just live here?
And yeah.
His teachers were emailing me saying, Tyler is so upset. He's not himself. And we handed him, everyone, an application for next year's school year. And he said, no, I need the application too. I will be here. But it was more than that. Moving meant that we would have to sell our cottage. It meant that we would no longer have lake life in the summer, which was something that was huge to us. Mm. It also meant leaving Matt's mom, and he's very, and Matt's
and brothers, nieces and nephews.
Exactly, leaving family, and that was going to be a whole other thing. And Tyler's, you know, was upset about that. And so it was a whole bunch of things.
So you're like, why are we doing this?
Yeah, when you weighed the pros and cons, we were like, Sonny, pro, you know, living near Shalene, Southern California, beautiful. But then when we looked at the cons, it was just outweighing it. We were like, no, we need to change our minds and just sell that home we just bought.
And you were like, we can do this later.
Yeah.
We can move later out of that state. One thing I love about my sister, even though sometimes I try to change it, but I admire it, is that she's comfortable where she's at. She loves knowing her neighborhood. She doesn't dream of being in California or, you know, doing these crazy adventures that my husband and I really love doing. And maybe someday she will. Like, there's a side of me that always wants to, like, but Janelle, you gotta do this, right? But, like, I also sense, like, they're really happy. And so you can't put your dreams and hobbies and aspirations on other people. You just have to let them figure out what makes them happy and honor that. They've created a life for themselves that's really active and that's quiet. You know what I mean? And there's a lot to be said about creating peace and serenity, about being committed to just being a small family unit. And that's their total focus, is being a small family unit. So you are in network marketing. It's one of your businesses. And you guys obviously have invested well, and you have other streams of income, other sources of income. The successes she's helped other women to create, I mean, that stuff makes me so freaking proud. How humble she is, how quiet she is about the things she does for other people. Like, those things make me so proud. The fact that she never, ever gossips about anyone. She never would. She's just like one of the most quality human beings you will ever meet.
I was surprised by this, but a lot of people asked, how does she stay above the gossip and the drama that happens in a lot of network marketing companies?
I don't involve myself in that at all. I don't think about it. I mean, I guess occasionally something will come up, and I have to immediately move past that, because obviously I'm not going to, you know, do my best and lead others in the best way that I can if I'm involved in that.
Like, yeah.
If you really dig into some of that, it's people that don't know the truth.
And yeah.
So it's like,
and it actually is people who, even if they did know the truth, they don't care.
Exactly.
So like when I asked her this question, she was like, "What drama?
Yeah.
What gossip? Because you just don't. People wouldn't come to you with that information.
They would not come to me with that. The people that I surround myself with, you know, aren't like that. So I just am not involved in that.
And you're not interested in it either, because like
in such a waste.
Well, I was gonna say, like, you don't even know pop culture gossip.
No.
Like, I'm going over, I'm like, you don't know who this person is? You don't know this is happening? What, you didn't hear about this scandal? She's like, no, I have no idea. I'm like, what?
Literally, if something doesn't involve my life or it help, you know, me and my family and the people that I love get further in their lives, why it's not a good use of my time?
Yeah, you don't watch any like reality TV?
I really don't. It's not like I'm like trying to restrict myself. I literally have no interest.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's not like a conscientious decision. It's just like, I don't find it interesting.
Yeah, it's not interesting to me.
That's interesting to me. People forever have, because you're very successful in a network marketing business, of which I was one of the products early on, right? And it's, you know, no secret that when Body, formerly Beachbody, when they launched, obviously trainers couldn't be part of the network marketing organization. But I recommended to my team, my staff, friends, and all family members, I'm like, listen, we've been looking into this for more than a year. I think it's what you're doing already. You're already teaching fitness. You're already taking fitness, you know, related supplements. This seems like, after looking at it for more than a year, it's a really good idea. I think you guys should get involved.
Right.
And you did. And you know, mom signed up, our brother signed up.
Yeah.
And a lot of our friends and family signed up. And, you know, some just, whatever. They just signed up, but then they didn't do anything with it. They're done.
Right.
But you've been very, very successful. And because of that, this association, a lot of times I've heard people say, well, that's because her sister was part of Beachbody or whatever.
Yeah.
And so it bugs me, so I know it must bug you. I get very defensive.
Well, I don't get defensive about that specific statement. Like, well, like her, it's because of her sister that maybe I get more visibility, you know, for sure that can be the case.
But it's not.
But that doesn't, visibility and exposure does not, in a business like this, does not lead to success. I have myself brought on team members who have massive followings. I brought on a reality TV star.
Mm.
Massive.
Oh, I don't know that. Can you tell us who?
I don't remember her name. This was years ago.
Okay.
Years ago. She had a massive following. She had an amazing transformation with Insanity.
Oh, okay.
And so she had tons of exposure, tons of visibility on social media, and her transformation was a big deal, and everyone knew it was from Insanity. She signed up. She did not make a dime in the business, because exposure and visibility is one thing, but mentoring others to have success, which is what helps you to have success, is a completely other element.
So then how do you respond? Does
maybe just educating people. I mean, if someone really is like asking me questions, or I feel like I need to defend myself, just, you know, enlightening them on how the business actually works.
Yeah.
And how that's not.
When we were really young, we lived out in the country. So I was born in Detroit. We lived there for, I don't know, like 4 years or something. And so when we were really young, we moved to a small country town called Fowlerville, Michigan. And we kind of like lived, like it was a little tiny farm, you know? And we did have a pony. My parents bought me a pony named Butterscotch.
And I was grooming her with a girlfriend one day. I'm not sure how old I was. I'll have to ask my parents. But my sister ran up behind the horse and spooked the horse, and it kicked her. And that incident, getting kicked by the horse, I think it really shaped the way she was and I was about accidents and fear, right? So we both have talked about this. Like, she worries about everyone's physical well-being. And I sometimes question my sanity because I'm never worried about people's safety. I know that sounds so bad, but like, I've never worried about anyone ever getting hurt. And I think a lot of that is because everything always worked out, number one. And number two, like, she had that really scary, very early childhood experience that had to shape the way she viewed the world and the way she worried about people's physical well-being. And you would think that me having witnessed it, it would have instilled a fear in me. But I think the way my parents handled it and the way they just encouraged us to continue to do kind of, I don't want to say dangerous, but like risk taking was something that was encouraged in our family. Like, total essential for me anyways, when it comes to sleep, is the spray that I put on my pillows, I put on my sheets. The other day I had a massage, I brought it with me. The spray is amazing. It's made by Blissey and it's their eucalyptus lavender spray to die for. But the reason why I found it is because I was looking for a silk pillowcase, and Blissey has like the highest ratings of anybody. So I bought a silk pillowcase from Blissey. And I just added this to cart. I'm just telling you that. So if you go get yourself a silk pillowcase or one of their amazing silk robes, you are, talk about a fine item. You will love this robe. You're going to feel like you are, I don't know, a Hollywood starlet. But whatever you order from Blissey, don't close out your cart, trust me, without getting this pillow spray. It's unbelievable. And you'll sleep better. You sleep better with Blissey. You also get 30% off when you go to blissey.com/Shalene. And they're running a sale. So with my code plus their sale, you could get up to 55% off. What? I know. It's insane. Everything at Blissey is made out of mulberry silk, their pillowcases, their robes. And if you haven't yet tried a Blissey pillowcase, let me tell you, you're going to love it because it's great for your hair. Plus, it helps to regulate your temperature, which is amazing. So check it out. Of course, I also love the robe. By the way, Blissey has over 1 million raving fans, and I'm sure you'll be their next one. You also get to try their products for 60 nights, and if you don't love it, you can return it. You also get 30% off on top of their sale prices, so that could be all the way up to 55% off when you go to Blissey, B-L-I-S-S-Y, .com/Shalene. Don't forget, you want to use code Shalene. I think the way my parents handled it and the way they just encouraged us to continue to do kind of, I don't want to say dangerous, but like risk taking was something that was encouraged in our family.
People also wanted to know if we were, because we're both successful, if we're ever jealous or competitive of each other.
Yeah, no, I just...
Or like, brother.
Yeah.
So there's three of us, and I'm the oldest. Janelle is 3 years younger than me. Bill is how many years younger than you?
5 years.
5 years younger than her, so 8 years younger than me. And we're all entrepreneurs. So whenever someone asks me that question, I'm like, does this person have siblings?
Well, I think that's a very, very, obviously a very common thing with siblings, that I hear that a lot with sisters, you know, competitiveness. And I don't know, I just think it's, it just happens to be our personalities. I'm not...
And I think the way we were raised.
Yeah, yeah, I think that too.
I'm just really fortunate that the ways that we all get along, myself and my sister featured here today, I think it has a lot to do with our parents never pitting us against each other, always highlighting our differences, never suggesting that somebody be like so-and-so, never comparing us. And so I never felt that sense of comparison that I think a lot of siblings do when they're the same sex sibling, right? Like, they end up playing the same sports. They end up being compared in terms of their grades and their looks and their bodies and all these things. And that just never happened with us. You know, she and is still very much her own person.
I'm not a competitive person. I'm very competitive with myself,
mm-hmm.
always wanting to do better than I've ever done before. Like, I'm very much like that. But I'm not like
I need to beat this person.
I know.
Like, I'm just,
I don't know. I bow out. If I think there's competition, I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to compete.
Right. And I'm not a jealous person. I think of other people's situations as being completely different.
Yeah.
So jealousy to me is when you're thinking your situation is the, I don't know. I don't even.
I wonder what that is about. I think that has to be the way mom and dad raised us.
Yeah.
Because I know Bill's like that.
Yeah.
And I'm 100% like that. I'm never jealous of any. Right. And I get excited. Like if anyone in my family is doing well, like that makes me like prideful. And Brett's that way with his brother. He and his brother are not competitive. They're not jealous of each other. Yeah. It's like, how could you not be proud? But
yeah.
I get that question a lot. So I'd love to know from people, like what is it maybe about the way you were raised that you think might have fostered that
right.
jealousy or just maybe even jealousy? Because mm-hmm. I don't ever have jealousy towards other humans even.
No.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of when I've ever felt jealous.
No, I know.
The only time I might be jealous is when someone, it's not jealous, it's envious. I'm envious of people who have like certain personality characteristics, but never what people have.
Right. I'm inspired by, not jealous. That's a completely different thing.
Yeah. Maybe inspired by like, there are people who they have personality characteristics where I might go, God, I wish I could be like that.
Yeah.
Meaning, right. Not I wish I could be rich or be like that, be thin, be tall, whatever, but always like a characteristic.
Okay. Yeah.
A personality quality.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see that. I've never thought that I was jealous about that, though. Yeah. I wish I could sing.
But you're not jealous. Yeah. So it's like I'm jealous of people can sing too, but it's not a jealousy. It's an, I don't know actually what the difference is. I'm going to look it up, the difference between envy and jealousy. But
yeah, no, jealousy has such a negative connotation, and what I feel towards people can say really well is not a negative feeling at all. So,
but you know, I was labeled the outgoing one. So then therefore, you know, that told me live up to that expectation. And I think that kind of plays into her beliefs around like being on camera. And I talked to her about like having a podcast. People also asked if my energy or, you know, being loud or like, you know, I like to, I don't know, have a lot of fun. Let's just say I'm out there sometimes. And you're definitely more reserved.
Definitely, yeah.
So people said, does that ever make you uncomfortable? And you can be honest.
No.
Did it in high school?
No. I mean, I feel like we lived very, like, separate lives in high school. I mean, you were, you know, having a good time, partying. I was, like, in this other world of ballet.
Yeah, and totally.
Dancing, like, constantly. And
did you ever feel like mom and dad compared us or, like, you should try to be like your sister or
no.
Never?
No. Never.
Yeah.
That was never a thing.
They did a lot of things right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, I never felt like, yeah, and I feel like high school is where I remember just, I just felt like we lived very separate lives.
Which is weird that you would say that because,
but you feel like,
well, I feel like anyone who's like a senior when you were, what, a freshman?
Freshman.
Yeah. Like those are like freshmen and seniors so different. But there was a lot, I don't say separate lives because all of your girlfriends were the sisters of all of my girlfriends.
Yes, yes.
That was, so it wasn't like they're separate lives, but they're almost like parallel.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yes, I see what you said.
Okay, I know you've seen this ad on TV. It is so memorable. It's a woman basically who's telling you how to use a deodorant stick in your nether regions, if you know what I mean. And when you watch this ad, you won't forget it because you feel like you're watching like an Instagram or a TikTok. I love organic ads, by the way, basically user-generated content. It was enough to inspire me to check out Lumi. Now, Lumi is a company that makes a whole body deodorant. It just makes sense. Like, I don't sweat under my arms. I don't know if you do. My thing is, I wanted a deodorant that was safe, and Lumi was created by an OBGYN who discovered by doing clinical testing that it's not the vagina, it's not necessarily your underarms that make people smell, it's an imbalance in your pH levels. So she created this very uniquely formulated pH balanced deodorant that's aluminum free. It's safe to use on your skin, and it's clinically proven to help you control odor. Are you ready for this? For up to 72 hours. And I can tell you from personal experience that 72 hours claim is legit. Personally, I would recommend you check out the starter pack, and they've got a great deal for listeners of the Chalene Show. You get $5 off the starter pack when you use code Chalene and you go to LumiDeodorant.com. So you can use it just about anywhere to help fight odor. And let's face it, if you live in your yoga tights all day, if you marinate in them, this is just a good idea. And remember, as a new customer to Lumi, you get $5 off your starter pack when you use code Chalene and go to LumiDeodorant.com. I can't wait to hear what you think about this stuff. I think you're going to love it. Again, it's LumiDeodorant.com, and don't forget to use code Chalene.
So it wasn't like they're separate lives, but they're almost like parallel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yes, I see what you said.
So one of the things that you and I do that's very similar is I'm always coaching people, mentoring people, trying to get people to believe that it's possible, number one. Yeah. But more so, I like dealing with people who already believe it's possible and are like, will you just show me how?
Yes.
And so we both kind of do that.
Yes, for sure.
What do you think is the biggest, I don't know, like it just almost is a guarantee that someone's not going to be successful if this, is there like something people say where you're like, it's just not going to happen?
Number of things people say, like it's hard for me to not even bring to mind some of the things that I heard this morning.
Really?
Yeah, just from a couple of my leaders having a conversation about what some people have said. And one person was saying that, you know, if she had to pay a company $15 a month in order for her to start this business, it wasn't worth it. And I thought, okay, unfortunately, this person doesn't understand business. Because
yeah,
to be able to start a business, basically, it's like starting up a franchise. Having a franchise is extremely expensive.
And so to pay $15?
$15 for the company, you get to use their brand name, their social media presence, their logo,
their products, their research and development, their
on and on and on for $15 a month. And that's not reasonable for you, but you don't understand business.
And I think it's a money mindset. So if I had to pick like, and you can tell me if it's common for you. So when I'm like, okay, this is not right for you. Like, please don't join one of my programs because I'm not going to be in charge of your mindset. Right. Get your mindset right. And then I'm going to show you the steps. Because if your mindset isn't right, I can show you all the steps. I can freaking do it for you. And you will still find a way to sabotage it if you're one of those people who says, it's not even what they say, it's what they see. They see all the obstacles, right? So it's the person who's like, but I'm too old, or but I don't like social media. But what if, what if, what if, what if, what if? You can tell that they see all the obstacles versus that person who, they don't ask any of those questions. They're just like, you're gonna tell me how to do this?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's all I need. I just need somebody to tell me how.
Tell me what to do. Just give me the steps. Yeah, no, I love that.
My sister is perhaps the most humble, and I'm not joking, humble, kind-hearted person you will ever meet in your life. Let me just brag on my sister for a second. She is so down to earth and so humble that like she doesn't want anyone to call attention to her. She's really uncomfortable when people talk about her success, and she never brags about what she's done or who she's helping, any of those things. But I have to tell you, because of the number of people that follow me and the people who are in, obviously, Beachbody, now known as Body, who, you know, they figure out that that's my sister. And they're like, I had no idea. Oh my God, I cannot believe that's your sister. She never uses my name to her advantage. And I have told all my friends, I'm like, listen, if you can pimp me any way you want to pimp me out, pimp me out. If I can help you in any way, shape, or form, let me do that for you. Like, that's the least I can do. But my sister's very, very careful about that. And has been, I mean, like, I just looked at her website and like nowhere on there does she even say that she's my sister. Not that I can find anyways. That speaks volumes about her. That's like who she is.
With my coaching and what I do, a lot of it is mindset. Like a lot is mindset.
Mindset around money, mindset around, I believe in myself. Yeah.
Mindset around money, mindset around believing in themselves, mindset around social media, mindset around the actual business and the actual comp plan, just all those things.
Mm-hmm.
Mindset in their relationships with other people, mindset and how they speak to other people.
mindset in sharing their journey, like everything, a lot of mindset.
I got a message last night from a woman who, I don't know why I haven't blocked her, but she is always has something really negative to say and always relates it to money, no matter what it is. Okay. You know, like she's always making comments like, well, must be nice, blah, blah, blah. And it's always about money. I'm like, what does this have to do with money?
Yeah.
You know? And she had told me that she had signed up for one of my programs. And I just responded back to her. I said, I will help refund you.
Yeah.
Because don't take this the wrong way. It's really because I have your best interest in mind.
Yeah.
You're not ready for this.
Right.
Here's a book that I recommend. Listen to it on repeat until these ideas feel legitimate to you. Mm-hmm. Because you're not ready to follow through on these steps,
right,
to do this until you get your mindset right.
Right, right.
You know, and I'm sure she's offended, but like that too. So that, like, that's a mindset. People are like offended by everything and looking for problems. And even the way she speaks to me, I'm like, who would say this to another person? You know what I mean? I don't know why I haven't blocked her, but I find it interesting. Like I am fascinated by that mindset. And I think it's years and years of being brainwashed and then holding on to those beliefs.
Yeah, how they so much is how they were raised and what they believed about themselves and making money when they were younger. And it's some really hard mindsets to kind of break down and get them to change their, you know, perspectives. And it's not easy.
If you had to pick another career overnight, mm-hmm. and it's an actual skill that you have, or that, or something you're like, I'm saying you can't say I would be a singer, but like if you could pick a different career and overnight be a success in it,
yeah,
what would that be?
Oh wow, a different career overnight has success. I cannot think of one.
What about a professional water skier?
Some days I'm cold and I don't want the water.
That's hysterical.
I literally like this for myself. I mean,
I know one.
What?
A food stylist.
Yeah, maybe.
This isn't just for Instagram. Like I'm like, your food always, like, look at how beautiful her food looks. You just always make your food look beautiful?
Always.
That's insane.
Wow. If it paid well.
Yeah, like I'm saying, like you were at the top of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could continue your lifestyle, yes, and that could be your career. Would you be a food stylist?
Sure. Yes. Yeah, that'd be fun.
As long as somebody else made the food.
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes.
That. You're really good at putting it on the plate.
Yeah, I can't make food.
Ooh, ADHD.
Yeah?
We should talk about ADHD for a second. So you have never been formally diagnosed other than by me.
Right.
I mean, I have diagnosed you. And technically I'm a doctor because my best friend's a doctor. So there's that. Okay. But you think yours has improved over the years, huh?
Yes. My memory is still not great. So I don't know what that's all about. But my ADHD symptoms have improved significantly.
What do you think it is?
I think it's a combination of things. I think a big one is sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I get way more sleep.
Mm-hmm. Like
almost twice as much as I used to,
mm-hmm.
years ago.
I know, it's huge. You know, there's so much research about people who are diagnosed with ADHD, even when they do a brain scan, because that does impact blood flow to the front of your brain when you have reduced sleep. It does impact dopamine regulation when you have impacted sleep. Nose breathing, mouth breathing affects sleep, which affects brain. Anyways, go ahead. Sleep.
My schedule, my life is so much less stressful than it used to be. Like,
yep,
10 times less stressful. It's crazy.
We talk all the time about how much stress we didn't realize we were under by teaching so many fitness classes.
Yes.
I think that was way more stressful than I understood.
I mean, when I started this business, network marketing, at that time I was working full-time, plus I was also on top of that the group exercise director for the local gym, which was 20 hours a week on top of full-time. So I was working about 60 hours a week.
Weren't you still doing music for me too?
So I was working full-time doing that, plus the group instructor, plus I taught at least 5 classes a week. So I was literally scheduled to work at least, you know, 60, well, you 5 hour, you know, teaching, it takes up way more time. It's like 70 hours at least. Like,
yeah. And you didn't even mention you were doing music licensing for me.
Yes. I was doing full-time music licensing for you. Again, had taken a break from my HR stuff and also teaching, also being the group X director.
And a mom.
And a mom and a wife. And I mean, I slept about, 4 hours a night.
Yeah. Ditto.
Sometimes less.
Yeah.
And I just had so much on my plate. I did not have time to eat healthy. I mean, I ate, within my calorie range, but it wasn't healthy because it all had to be processed.
Yep. Oh my God, totally. If it's not in a package.
You throw it in the microwave. And just stress, and no sleep. And so, of course, that didn't help the ADHD.
Speaking of what you just described, when there's a person who's really successful, whose life is more manageable now, a lot of people will say and make the argument, well, doesn't that just prove that you have to hustle, you have to grind yourself into the ground to be successful? And what's your answer to that?
There's different definitions of hustle, and people have different perceptions of what hustle is and what it means. So, and I've learned that because I've done polls on my stories, learning what people associate with hustle. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because I always thought hustle just meant hard work.
Yeah.
That's how I associate hustle. But I've learned that other people associate hustle with you put your work before family.
Oh, sure.
You drop everything for your work and you don't have your priorities aligned, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, so let's define hustle in these terms as someone who is working an excessive number of hours, like 60 hours, and is really stressed and has like very little free time, very little me time, very little downtime. Mm-hmm. So do you think in order to be uber successful, you have to go through a period of that?
No, you don't have to go through a period of that, but you do have to go through a period of very hard work.
Okay.
You have to be very, very disciplined.
And can hard work mean smart work?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. You have to be very, very disciplined about where you're spending your time, when you're spending your time, about being overcoming your fears, about having a schedule of, when you're working and when it's family time, and making the really hard decisions to sacrifice certain things that aren't a good use of your time that you may feel obligated to do.
You do have to work hard.
Yeah, I do know, at least with this business, you have to work hard. You have to put
diligence.
Diligence, absolutely. You don't necessarily have to work, more. It's just like you said, work smart, work with discipline, work with clarity, work with intention, work with strategy.
What is one thing right now you're obsessed with? Like your husband would say you're obsessed with it.
Element tea.
What is your favorite brand of leggings at the moment?
Aloe Yoga.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what is your favorite sweatshirt or leisure wear?
Aviator Nation. Mm. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Or Fiori.
Oh, Fiori. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
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 Okay, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I'm just need you to know this. If you have anything negative to say about my sister, I will find you and I will cut you. If you have anything mean to say about my sister, you're just a horrible human. Facts. Well, thanks for spending some time with me and Janelle. Be sure to give Janelle a follow. She does great workouts on Instagram. It's Janelle Summers on, I think, all the platforms, and I will link to her contact information. If you're interested in starting a fitness business, I don't know a better leader to work with than Janelle Summers. Shameless plug for the most amazing sister in the world. Janelle, I love you. I mean it. And I'll talk to you soon.